在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
28. Feng Shui.
Some Chinese people like to keep a bowl of goldfish in their office. They think this can bring good luck in dealing with office politics and in their career.
That's what we call feng shui or geomancy. Some people think feng shui is superstition, but once you have a closer look, you'll find it's much more sophisticated. It is a juxtaposition of environmental, psychological, and hygienic studies. Elements such as structures, noise, smell, and lighting, which are harmful to a living environment, are called evil. For instance,A room that is either too bright or too dark can have an adverse effect on people's emotions. Feng Shui is supposed to help people adapt to that sort of harmful environment.
Are there any Chinese cultural elements in Feng Shui?
Of course there are. It is heavily influenced by the theory of the five natural elements of metal, wood, water, fire, and earth.The theory is all about how things complement or check each other, and how people should pursue harmony to avoid harm. In other words, it's about balance. For example, if a person lives in a light-colored house for too long, he or she is likely to lose patience and become restless. According to Feng Shui, the colors in the room are not harmonious and need to be adjusted to achieve balance.Feng Shui also has an influence over people's life and psyche. Chinese culture is developed around the belief of the golden mean. In other words, refrain from being excessive. If a small family occupies a large house, it is believed to bring bad fortune sooner or later. The message here is to maintain balance.
How does Feng Shui interpret the location of a house?If the location is not desirable, do people have to desert it?
Not really. Feng Shui emphasizes the pursuit of harmony to avoid harm. For example, if the door of a house opens in the wrong direction, the solution is not to seal it, but to place something else near the door. That diverts the potential harm and makes people feel secure. It's quite similar to the fishbowl in the office.It gives people a psychological boost that helps them be more relaxed and confident at work. Hopefully, it will help them earn promotions. Is this a benefit from the fishbowl or a psychological boost, or neither? Whatever the answer, if Feng Shui can help people live a smoother and more successful life, why not?